broken eggshells, and no maps. They have captured Saddam in the bottom of a spider hole, unshaven and sedated, broken eggshells and poetry books littering his lair. On the TV news networks, they are pretending that it no longer makes sense to have taken an anti-war position, as if the capture of Saddam can bring back 10,000 lives, can cure the broken eye sockets, can eliminate the uranium cancer threat, can put the torn pages back into international law books. It's a good thing one more tyrannical leader is behind bars, but now it's unknown whether the violence will slow or grow. Perhaps more Iraqis eager to resist the occupation, knowing the risk of Saddam climbing back on his throne, has ceased. Or maybe the Americans will be more widely loved. I think it's unlikely, but maybe the next elected body will request being made the 51st state. It's really unknown. There are no maps made for this part of the new century. The monuments are being shaped, but no one can agree on the best material to fill the mold. Vivian, we are doing our best to love each other in an imperfect world. If we wait for perfection, I will be 1,000 pounds heavier, and the dust from our bookcases will have long since learned to read for itself. So we go ahead and try to improve our own government. Get one that will not suck up the healthcare, welfare, housing, world hunger, and clean water money into a vacuum pump of tax cuts and pulse-emitting, flesh-burning weapons that won't work or should never be used. There is no set formula sure to work every time. We set the temperature to a stop Bush setting, and then leave the room and go to a few meetings and readings and rallies. When we return home, we check to see whether the cake has arisen.